Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to those committed to leveraging innovation to make the world a better place. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your California headlines. There have been more arrests of people at California universities who are demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza. This is sound from UC San Diego, where more than 60 people were arrested yesterday when law enforcement moved in and cleared an on-campus encampment. 40 of those taken into custody were reportedly students, with the rest having unknown connections to UCSD. After the dispersal of demonstrators and the arrests, protests moved to a jail in downtown San Diego. San Francisco State University's top administrator is promising to provide more transparency about financial ties to Israel and to explore school divestment. That happened in a public meeting Monday with pro-Palestinian student protesters who've camped out on campus for the past week. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez has more.
SF State President Lynn Mahoney says the changes, which were proposed by the student protesters, could set an example for the entire California State University system.
Let's bring something to them that shows it can be done. I'll do the best. We need to do this here. That's what's got to happen first.
Mahoney refused other demands, including one that SF State go on record as saying that Israel's attacks on Gaza are genocide. The students said they'd discuss Mahoney's statements and will continue camping in solidarity with Palestine.
That's KQED reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez.
Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
Shasta County's longtime Registrar of Voters has retired. Why is that news? Well, feelings have run high in Shasta County in recent years over unfounded claims of election fraud and disputes over how to count votes. And the registrar's office has been at the center of all of it. North State Public Radio's Alex Dudson reports.
Kathy Darling Allen has served as Shasta County's Registrar of Voters since 2004. She was thrust into the spotlight when the County Board of Supervisors moved to cancel its contract with Dominion Voting Systems, following unfounded claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. But now, it's up to the Board of Supervisors to appoint a replacement until the end of her term in 2026.
They haven't decided on a process yet, but we can look forward to them discussing and announcing that probably in our next board meeting.
That's David Mong, Public Information Officer for Shasta County. He says the appointment could go a few ways.
So the board can choose the process of how they want to do that, whether it be by direct appointment or holding a recruitment process, which would include applications, interviews, sort of like applying for any other job with the county.
It's not currently known who will fill the seat until the appointment is made. For the California Report, I'm Alex Dudson in Chico.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's been over a month since California started requiring most fast food employers in the state to pay a minimum wage of $20 an hour, a big jump from the state's general minimum wage of $16 an hour. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Javala-Romero has more on how it's going.
When Karina Ceballos got her first paycheck after the wage hike, she felt a huge wave of relief. She works two fast food jobs near Oakland and says the extra $400 or so dollars a month make affording rent and healthier food much easier. The fridge in her apartment is now packed with fresh vegetables, fruits, and meat for her kids, which she says she couldn't afford before.
Pues hay verdura.
Ceballos marched and advocated for the wage increase in Sacramento. The single mom says now she has more peace of mind and room to breathe financially. But other fast food workers say they haven't seen the benefits yet, as some employers cut staffing hours to offset the new minimum wage. Alejandra Aguilar Perez works at a Taco Bell in downtown LA. She says her shift went from full time to about half time last month.
It's very bad. Like, I've been struggling. It's hard to pay bills. It's hard to pay rent.
She's looking for a second job, but she hopes that the industry will stabilize soon.
The bosses right now are mad, but eventually they're going to get used to it. They're going to have to give in, and they're going to have to give us our hours.
Brian Hum is one of those bosses. Most fast food restaurants in California are franchises, meaning small business owners pay fees to corporations to represent their brand. Hum owns two Vitality Bowl franchise shops in San Jose that sell salads and acai bowls with strawberries and bananas. He cut worker hours and raised menu prices.
I'm happy for my employees getting the $20 minimum wage, but they know the awareness if we can't continue having good sales because of the price increases, you know, they may not have a job.
Some customers have told him prices are getting too high. His wife and son are now manning the morning shift on their own at one store.
I've talked to my wife about that. If things get really bad, we, you know, close the business.
Economist Michael Reich heads the Center for Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley. He says it's too early to suss out the exact cause of shifts in the fast food industry, especially as a growing number of companies are using self-order kiosks and other technologies to save on labor costs. And then there's inflation.
Yeah, and then costs of food has gone up by 20-something percent in the last 3 years. So that's another reason that prices have been going up. It doesn't mean the minimum wage has caused the price increase.
His research on the impact of a previous statewide minimum wage hike showed no statistically significant cutbacks in hours or jobs in the fast food industry. He says other studies showed that even with higher prices, there wasn't a big drop in sales.
Fast food is the biggest user of low-wage workers. A minimum wage does what it's intended to do, which is to raise their living standards. And it does so, at least at the levels that we've been studying of the minimum wage, without causing job loss.
He says he'll be tracking if that holds with this increase to $20 an hour. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero in Oakland.
And that's this edition of the California Report. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Hint, fruit-infused water with no sugar or diet sweeteners with more than 25 flavors, including watermelon and pineapple, in stores or delivered from hintwater.com. The James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles? The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years? Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I am
I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.